Welcome back to Anabaptist Perspectives. Our guest today is Stephen Russell, author of the book Overcoming Evil God's Way, and he is an instructor at Faith Builders Educational Programs. Though the conversation you are about to hear was informal and brief, I think you'll appreciate what he has to share.
I think of people who are sometimes attracted to certain aspects of our Anabaptism. So as they meet people, let's say in State University, when they find out, when the people in the, when their fellow classmates find out that we're non-resistant, that may seemingly be a draw. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole lot more. And I hope that they would want to present the full message. Mm-hmm. And it's a challenge. So yeah, it sounds good. We don't go to war. Well, that's really good. But there are a lot of other things that, this is a challenge to the natural man. Mm-hmm. The Anabaptist view of separation unto God, it's a challenge to the natural man. And so I hope we would see that and we wouldn't just present the parts that, oh, they like that. I'll tell everybody about that. But we really, this is a package. Mm-hmm. Both being able to understand their faith in comparison to the challenges they're going to meet in college. Mm-hmm. And I hope be a witness to people about coming even further into the truth. For myself, I've had several friends who, through our relationship, became non-resistant, and initially not Mennonites. And so that I would hope that kind of thing could happen too. One of them was he's just this young-looking guy. I was at an outdoor Christian meeting selling books for Choice Books. He kept coming to my stand asking me all kinds of lifestyle questions, but he'd always go to non-resistance. You don't have TVs. Wow, how's that? Well, and you don't go to war. That was a big focus. And like I said, he looked so young. And so, and I knew he was going to UVA in the fall. So I thought he's a high school guy. He went to UVA, and the second year he calls me up and he says, "You remember the discussions we had? I didn't agree with you back then, but I've continued to think about this and I've done some reading. And I'm non-resistant. I want you to come down. I want to talk to you." So I went down. This guy had joined the Rangers.
Oh, wow.
The Army Rangers. Wow. So he's this parachuter, you know, supposed to go in there behind the lines kind of a guy. I had no idea. And so that really felt good. And he told me, I said, "You know, I'm not trying to make you beachy." He said, "I know. I probably wouldn't have paid attention to you." But the funny thing is, about 2 or 3 years later, he got married. And he went to grad school at Johns Hopkins. Okay. And UVA and Baltimore, where I worked was about right on the road there. He stopped on the way to Baltimore to tell me he's going to the Mennonite church in Baltimore. And the other guy, he's also become Mennonite. Okay. Originally, he was Presbyterian, and he eventually became a non-resistant Presbyterian, which is practically an oxymoron. So I don't think you have to pressure anybody or push in that direction, but some of this stuff anyway almost inevitably leads in that direction.
Yeah, it's so, part of the package almost.
Yeah, it really is a package.
A non-resistant Presbyterian, really?
poor Jonathan. I had two interesting experiences at church with him. Reverend Barnes was their pastor, so he's kind of a big name guy. Oh, this is National Presbyterian, where Eisenhower was a member.
I see.
One time he asked me to go to a youth function, and Barnes was talking, and my poor friend said, what about the Anabaptists? And Barnes gave the very reformed thing about, oh, these guys were destructive and messed up the church and all that. My poor friend kind of was slinking down. I said, it's all right, I understand all this stuff. And then one other time I went to church with him, and after church was over, this guy in full military uniform, lots of medals and everything, gets up in the pulpit and talks for a while. Jonathan kind of slumped down again, you know, was kind of embarrassed about that. But
thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anabaptist Perspectives. For more information, you can go to our website at anabaptistperspectives.org, where we have a blog, and this material is also available in video form on YouTube and Facebook, both under the name Anabaptist Perspectives. This podcast is also available on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Anchor. We would love to hear your feedback, so if you have any thoughts on something that was shared on this show, please let us know. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this episode, and thanks to our donors and partners for making this possible. We publish essays on our website at anabaptistperspectives.org. We also release these essays in narrated form as their own podcast called Essays for King Jesus.